The pollen count, medium to high today and very high again tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
With WOW's super fast internet, bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's WOW. Get choice. Get value. Get WOW. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change, prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
The program on a bright and beautiful. Is it still bright and beautiful? It was bright and beautiful when I got here.
Oh, it's freaking gorgeous outside.
I mean, if this is why people move to San Francisco, because it's low humidity and 62 and sunny, and it's beautiful.
Yeah,
and you don't sweat, you don't feel miserable, but you feel great because the sun's out, and you still get that vitamin D in the middle of the day. This is why people move. The first time I went to California. What month was it? Like July or August, I think. It was dead summer here. It was like 150 degrees when I got on the plane here. Flew to Atlanta. No, I'm sorry. I flew to Dallas, changed planes. It was like 145 degrees in Dallas. Flew to Los Angeles, got off the airport at LAX, and I thought, oh, this is why people move here. We drove to Orange County, and we had a meeting down there. And the hotel we were staying in was, I don't even think it had air conditioning. It was like, you walked around and you thought, okay, now I know. I get a little glimpse of what heaven's like. 72 and perfect every second of the day. No rain, no clouds, no nothing. Just beautiful as far as the eye can see. It was wonderful, wonderful. Until the hills catch on fire, then it's worthless.
Yeah. Or when it does rain and the mudslides come and wash everything away.
Well, just don't live under a mud hill. Don't live under a mud hill. Two more women accused Biden of inappropriate touching. We're up to four.
They're taking him out.
They are taking him out. Fox News has gone full anti-Biden. You know what I've noticed?
That he likes to sniff people's hair?
Well.
I think he's just, you remember the old shampoo Prell?
Obviously. Yeah.
I think he's big into Prell.
He might be into Prell.
And he's just looking for people, and when he finally finds someone that uses Prell, I mean, he can't help himself.
Well, look, I mean, Fox News right now going after Biden. They've been going after him all day.
Yeah, New York Post got him kissing the Statue of Liberty.
Yes. And the Statue of Liberty is looking over like, uh-oh.
Oh, and he's doing the boob hug, too.
Yeah, of course he is. Perv. Caitlin Caruso and DJ Hill, the most recent people. Caruso is only 22 years old. Hill is a 59-year-old, said while she was taking a photograph with Biden in 2012, the then vice president placed his hand on her shoulder and began moving it down her back. Something she said made her very uncomfortable. The 22-year-old said that Biden rested his hand on her thigh even as she attempted to show her discomfort by squirming in her seat during an event on sexual assault at UNLV. She was 19 at the time. She said Biden also hugged her just a little bit too long. What a creep. That they're taking him out. Because if this guy...
But do you notice is something interesting about the way that these ladies are... given their stories, they're stopping short of saying that he sexually harassed them,
yeah.
that he molested them. Mm-hmm. You know, the woman...
Because that's reserved for Republicans.
Yeah, the first one that came out, she said she felt uncomfortable, but didn't think it was
The first one that came out said she would still vote for him over Trump.
Right.
Because it's only bad when Republicans touch you inappropriately. It's only bad when Republicans are accused of sexual misconduct. Other than that, it's, you know, we look the other way. I mean, look at Bill Clinton. Look at Bill Clinton. But, yeah, you know what's hilarious, though? Democrats find themselves in a bit of a bind because intersectionality is the key to the 2020 presidential election. You can see intersectionality at play in the Southern Poverty Law Center's selection of who they hired. This woman, not this woman, the mayor of Chicago, the new mayor of Chicago is a black, gay female.
Mm-hmm.
That's three levels of intersectionality. She is three times as aggrieved or three steps more aggrieved than any white male.
If only she was Muslim.
Well, if she was Muslim, it would take it up a notch. Or if she was a Muslim tranny, if she was born a male, thought she was a woman, was into women, was a Muslim... Now you're talking someone who's qualified to be president.
That's beyond hitting for the cycle there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's... it's bad. Let me see here. All right. The top three people leading the Democratic primary right now, all white men. Joe Biden. Creep. Probably going to get run out. If he doesn't run...
Bunny.
Bloomberg says he's running if Biden doesn't run.
Ah.
He's going to be the establishment pick. So you have Biden / Bloomberg. You have Boyne. And you have Robert Francis O'Rourke, Beta O'Rourke. Those are three white males, one pretending to be Hispanic but is white. Speaks Spanish on about a third grade level. Those are who's leading the Democratic primary right now. And I'm telling you guys, Democrats instinctively know the only way to beat Donald Trump is going to be with a white male. If they nominate Kamala Harris, or if they nominate Pocahontas, if they nominate one of these people, they are going to get waxed. Absolutely waxed. I'm sorry, guys. Obama ruined it for minorities being president for a while. He just ruined it.
Yeah.
He was so unpopular. And Democrats convinced themselves he was unpopular because he was black. And Republicans were blamed for not liking him because he was black. But he ruined it for minorities. You won't have a minority president, I don't believe, for a long time. I also don't think you'll have a Democrat president for a while because Donald Trump is guaranteed four more years at this rate. Who's this?
Hey, this is JD. How are you?
Hey, JD. How are you?
Oh, I was just cracking up at what y'all were saying a minute ago about three levels above. You know, though, I guess it was the mayor of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I started thinking to myself, you know, what if it was a white man that identified as a Muslim black woman who was a lesbian? Would that kind of outdo the last one?
Well, this is what I've always said about Donald Trump. He needs to come out and claim he's the first female president. Because what are they going to say?
There's nothing they can say.
You either take him at his word, which is what they're telling us to do with all these creeps and freaks that are claiming they're something else. You either take him at his word, or you admit it's completely BS, made-up bull butter, or you admit that Donald Trump is the first female president of the United States, and Hillary, he shatters the glass ceiling. And on top of that, he's a lesbian.
That's right.
I just don't know, with a lesbian with a family. I just don't know how much farther off the deep end they can actually fall. I mean, because every time I think they, almost hit rock bottom, they, you know, find a way to go about 10 levels deeper. But as always, I am thoroughly enjoying the show, and forgive me for laughing, but I find the left just far too hysterical in their beliefs and way of thinking.
Well, but, you can laugh anytime you want. I mean, laughing at the left is easy.
Y'all are saying point blank, dead, 100% truth. And it's just hysterical to see how they think and feel about that. And there's just, they put themselves in a corner that they're not going to be able to get out of.
What did you say your name was?
JD.
JD, you have become a great caller.
Well, you know what?
Identifying that we bring truth on a daily basis.
What is our motto up here at News and Media?
We are philosophically consistent and factually honest.
And what else?
And factually correct. If you can't say yes, you can't say no. This guy gets it. He knows the motto.
And I'm the biggest fan of your bumper music, by the way. So,
who listens, JD?
I listen. I mean, there ain't nobody here with me, but I'm pretty sure everybody else is listening. I know a lot of people that absolutely listen, and they listen from morning till the end of night.
And they go by a particular name, which is
who listens.
Everybody.
The band.
Everybody.
JD, I gave you two chances to knock it out of the park.
JD, look, he knew intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, and factually correct. He knew if you can't say yes, you can't say no. Now he will never forget everybody.
No, that's 100% truth right there. I will not forget that. And if you can't say yes, you can't say no has become my life motto. So.
I'm glad I can help you out, my friend.
All right, well, I enjoy it as always, so
let
y'all keep up the good work.
Yes, sir, appreciate it.
Good call,
Joe. That was also Bill Cosby's motto.
Especially when you have a little sip of...
Well, you can't say yes after he gets done with you. So you can't say no.
You can't say no either.
We'll be back.
Just lay there.
272-9228.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many offers online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callan. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Bring on the biscuits. Yeah, bring on the biscuits.
The biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Each Monday is dedicated to our Golden Biscuits members, presented by Arrowhead Country Club and Blue Water Broadcasting. Membership perks include a ticket to each Monday home game, $10 in food bucks, and a discount at the Biscuit Basket. For more information, visit biscuitsbaseball.com or call 323-BALL.
Let's go!
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
She's blood, flesh, and bone. No types of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight. Should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen. Yeah.
All right, guys, welcome back in 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. The greatest bumper music in the history of mankind,
according to JD.
And Bud. Bud sent me a text on the Facebook Messenger. He said, we play the greatest bumper music of all time. Who am I to argue with these people? They know talk radio. They listen. They're part of everybody. 20 minutes now, or 19 minutes now after 10 o'clock. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the special this week.
What is the special this week?
It is mushrooms and asparagus with shrimp. Sauteed Gulf shrimp. Big, juicy, succulent Gulf shrimp. In a lemon wine sauce.
I wish I'd have had some of those Gulf shrimp to throw in those mushrooms I cooked last night.
They look good.
Oh, man, they were good.
I sent you a gif of Scrooge McDuck. I could have swam around in those mushrooms. They look good.
Oh, they're so wonderful.
The Midtown Pizza Kitchen special is available at both locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. They also have that mushroom ravioli, the... eggplant parmesan, which is not like any eggplant parmesan you've ever had.
It's really good.
It's better. Lasagna. They got the best lasagna I've ever had in my life.
Shrimp a la mode.
Shrimp a la mode is incredible.
That's a get out of jail free. Hey, dudes out there, I'm telling you, when you make your wife mad, go by there, pick you up a box of it, take it home, get out of jail free.
Yep. You have absolutely no problems when you get shrimp a la mode. No problems. Get by there when you get a chance. They got salads, sandwiches, and more, appetizers, desserts. They got a triple chocolate brownie with ice cream. They got a cannoli that'll make you strangle a man to death to get another bite of it. Really, really good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, generous sponsors of this program. 21 minutes now after 10 o'clock, 84 joins us. Jack Campbell, he'll be back at some point. I don't know if they're filming that TV show tomorrow. I don't know what's going on with the Thursday or Friday schedule or whatever. I think while the state legislature's in, they've been doing Fridays. Tom Cotton pushes the IRS to investigate Southern Poverty Law Center's tax-exempt status. This is Dateline, Washington, D.C. Tom Cotton has... he wrote the IRS and said, I'm writing to urge you to investigate whether the Southern Poverty Law Center should retain its classification as a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Recent news reports have confirmed the long-established fact that the SPLC regularly engages in defamation of its political opponents. In fact, the SPLC's defining characteristic is to fundraise off of defamation. And I cannot comment beyond the scope of this story. He noted in his letter to the IRS, citing SPL's financial documents, the leftist organization has made lots of money by targeting conservative groups with allegations they're hate groups, regardless of the veracity of such allegations. Cotton writes, the business model has paid well. SPLC has accrued more than $500 million in assets, according to the group's most recent financial statement. It holds $121 million offshore in non-U.S. equity funds. The SPLC uses these assets to pay its executives lavish salaries far higher than the comparable household average. This is from Breitbart, headline exclusive. Tom Cotton pushes IRS to investigate Southern Poverty Law Center's tax-exempt status. Speaking of investigation,
they're having a bad year this year. And I know you can't speak on this, but it's what the question that pops up in my mind is, why now? I mean, they're not doing anything different than they've done, and now all of a sudden, you know, it's almost like the Roy Moore deal. You know, it's 40 years later when all the allegations came against him, and it's like the SPLC, they've been doing this crap basically since they've been an organization, and now all of a sudden, it's the, you know what, has hit the fan, it seems like. I mean, when you're losing the people that are there losing, it's just the timing is what I don't get. Who did they piss off is what it comes down to. Somebody over there pissed somebody off, and it was the wrong person this time.
Speaking of investigations, Minnesota investigating Ilhan Omar. Now, I'm going to read you the headline, and then I'm going to tell you what it actually means. Ilhan Omar is the...
Now, is this the chick that hates Israel?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the one they had to draft the resolution in Congress to say, we don't actually hate Israel, and we don't think people should be saying that kind of stuff. They're investigating... I'll read you the headline, and then I'll tell you what they're actually investigating. Minnesota investigating Ilhan Omar for possibly using campaign funds for divorce, comma, travel. Here is what the reality is. Here's the way the headline could have been written. Ilhan Omar allegedly used campaign funds to divorce her brother. She was married to her brother.
Yeah, that's normal.
These savages are in the Congress.
She thinks she's in the Game of Thrones?
ABC local affiliate 13WHAM reported Monday that officials have recently concluded their probe and will soon reveal the findings of two complaints against the controversial freshman congresswoman. The pair of complaints, which were reportedly filed as Omar campaigned for the House last year, were brought by State Representative Steve Drazkowski. In his complaint to the Minnesota Campaign Finance Board, he accused Omar of spending nearly $6,000 in campaign money on a trip to Boston and Estonia and for divorce fees. They don't mention in the story that she was married to her brother. But we have Muslims in Congress using campaign finance money to divorce their brothers. This is the United States in 2019. Can you imagine George Washington as he's oaring across the Delaware, getting ready for a Christmas raid on the Brits to free the people of the United States? Can you imagine as he's crossing the Delaware, he says, one day in my tri-fold hat, my tri-pointed hat, one day in my frilly shirt, one day I hope to found a nation where Muslims can come over here from Africa, married to their brothers, raise campaign money, and pay for a divorce from their brother. One day.
That's exactly what he was thinking.
That is why, gentlemen, we shall ford this mighty river on Christmas Day. We shall not celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. Instead, we shall go defeat these British savages so that one day a Muslim congresswoman can use campaign finance donations to pay for a divorce from her brother. We don't want Muslims have to be divorcing their brothers with their own money. We want them to be able to raise money as congresswomen and then divorce their brothers. That's... They can't see me oaring, but I'm oaring the hell out of this boat.
I'm wondering how in the hell long it takes to row across the Potomac.
Well, that's the Delaware, but we're getting there. You got to row a long way. The Delaware is no small creek. See, it's a long river. You got to row all the way across it for that surprise attack. So that one day, Representative Omar, Ilhan Omar from Somalia, can pay to divorce her brother with funds raised for Congress. That is why George Washington put on the triple pointed hat. That's why he wore the frilly shirt. That's why he stood in the boat while those behind paddled across the Delaware.
Should I stand up and be George Washington on the front as you row?
Impeccable posture. The 37-year-old Somalian immigrated to the U.S. with her family in 1995 and is sparked by partisan blowback for a series of anti-Semitic outbursts in which she accused pro-Israel lawmakers of dual allegiance and suggested the AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, bribes Republicans into supporting the Jewish state. This is why so many of the patriots gave their lives in the Revolutionary War.
Sure.
This is exactly why. They didn't want a world where Muslims who emigrated to the United States from Somalia had to use their own money to pay for the divorce from their brothers. They didn't want that. They wanted tax-free divorces out of campaign finance donations. It was obvious. You could see it in the picture, the famous picture of Washington crossing the Delaware. And his left hand is rolled up a decree.
A divorce decree.
Yeah, a decree. Chinese woman with four phones and malware arrested at Mar-a-Lago during Trump visit. It's an AP story. A woman carrying two Chinese passports. This isn't suspicious. And a device containing computer malware lied to Secret Service agents and briefly gained admission to President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club over the weekend during his Florida visit. Yujing Zhang approached a Secret Service agent at a checkpoint outside the Palm Beach club early Saturday afternoon and said she was a member who wanted to use the pool. She showed the passports as identification. Agents say she wasn't on the membership list, but a club manager thought Zhang was the daughter of a member. You reckon that guy's getting questioned now? Think he still has a job? Agents say that's when they asked Zhang if the member was her father. She did not answer definitively, but they thought it might be a language barrier issue and admitted her. Zhang's story changed when she got inside, agents say, telling a front desk receptionist she was there to attend the United Nations Chinese American Association event scheduled that evening.
That's pretty much like going swimming.
No such event was scheduled. Agents were summoned. Agents wrote in court documents that Zhang told agents that she was there for a Chinese-American event and come early to familiarize herself with the club and take photos, again contradicting what she had said at the checkpoint. She showed him an invitation in Chinese that he could not read. This is the greatest spy story ever.
Boy, is that not great? He's like, yeah, here it is, right here. Upside-down house, Christmas tree. Squiggly line, squiggly line.
Goat in outhouse. He was a great comedian. I wish I could give the comedian credit. He said that Wheel of Fortune could work in almost every language except Chinese. Yeah, I'll buy one of those goats in an outhouse, please. He said Zhang was taken off the grounds and told she could not be there. She became argumentative, so she was taken to the local Secret Service office for questioning. There, he said, it became clear she speaks and reads English well. He said she had traveled from Shanghai to attend the non-existent Mar-a-Lago event on the invitation of an acquaintance named Charles, whom she only knew through a local Chinese social media app. Then she switched to telling checkpoint agents she was a member wanting to swim. She had on her person four cell phones, a laptop computer, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive containing computer malware.
Did she have a swimming suit on, though?
The next sentence, she did not have a swimsuit. You could be an AP writer.
She did not. I cannot believe that is honest to God. The next sentence. Zhang is charged with making false statements to federal agents and illegally entering a restricted area. Have they not looked at...
And attempted skinny dipping.
Have they not looked at the malware to see what it was? I mean, is it one of those that just makes your computer make fart noises? Or was it like take down nuclear codes? Two different types of malware.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Got to pray for the president's safety, people. Got to pray for the president's safety. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 32 minutes after 10 o'clock, the greatest bumper music in the history of mankind continues on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV 84 in Barron here with you. Jack will be back at some point. He's fine. No need to take up a collection. He'll be fine. No GoFundMe page.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television
on ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agencies, the ABA, and this station.
It's growing at a slower pace. The Institute for Supply Management's non-manufacturing index slipped in March to indicate weaker growth. Companies were adding jobs last month, but at the slowest pace in a year and a half. Payroll processor ADP says businesses added 129,000 positions last month, fewer than expected. Ford is relaunching its China business. It will add more than 30 new models there in the next 3 years. Ford China will be a separate standalone unit of the company, reporting directly to U.S. headquarters. Blue Apron shares are rallying up 11%. The meal kit company's new CEO is Linda Kozlowski, former chief operating officer at Etsy. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at forhims.com/Greg. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hymns.com/Greg. That's 4hymns.com/Greg.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to be enjoying just about a perfect spring day today with lots of sunshine, high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cool. Overnight, low temperature around 50. Tomorrow, our high will be around 76 again. Clouds on the increase, risk of some showers and thunderstorms perhaps by the afternoon hours, and then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday evening, Thursday night, some possibly strong. Friday and Saturday, scattered showers around at times. High near 80 Friday, low 80 Saturday, and another round of thunderstorms on Sunday. The pollen count, medium to high today and very high again tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Welcome back in. It's 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. Got a big day lined up for you here, man. It's a beautiful day outside. 84's in the studio. We got some phone calls. We'll get to those in a minute. 272-9228 if you want to get in. My friends Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners. These guys have pet solutions for pet problems. Guys, you know, it's not your pet's fault your pet wants to roam free a little bit and get out in the sunshine. Let it get out there, but don't worry about it running off. Get in touch with Pet Partners, 365-5678. And Pet Partners will get an underground barrier or perimeter, and your pet will learn, and they'll come and train your pet. They're pet trainers. I mean, these guys are like certified pet trainers. They'll train your pet in a humane, safe, loving, kind, friendly environment, because that's what your pet deserves, frankly. And they'll get your pet to know where the perimeter is. They'll figure it out. And once they figure it out, man, they don't test it too much beyond that. And
You cannot drive. We have one of these systems. You can't force a dog to go through it once they
figure out where it is.
Yeah. You train it. You said humane, and that's the way you train them. The little collars, they cover the studs on them so it doesn't shock them, and you train them by sound.
Right.
It'll beep. And you train it when they hear the beep and not to go any farther.
Yeah.
They might get shocked one time, and after that,
they figure it
they're
out.
They're like, nah, I don't want none of that.
I know what that beep means.
Yeah.
That beep means I'm about to get zapped.
Yep.
But it's an amazing, amazing service. The dogs love it. The cats love it particularly because your cat can now go out in the yard. You don't have to worry about your cat running off. It can go out and sunbathe a little bit, maybe eat some flowers and come back in. You know how cats are. Knock golf balls off the porch or whatever your cat does. It's an amazing thing. It's amazing. They have indoor and outdoor solutions. Pet Partners, give them a call. Pam and Roxanne have been doing this a long, long time. 365-5678. Or check them out on Facebook, Pet Partners Montgomery, Alabama, or on the web, petpartnersdogfence.com. Pet Partners Dog Fence. Doesn't matter what brand you have. They can fix it. But I was told I could only use hush. Stop it. You can use Pet Partners to do anything. Install, new install, fixing anything. Bo.
Baron in 84. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, look here. It's been a long time since we heard from our spouse, Governor. Where has she been lately? I mean, we hadn't heard from her in a long, long time. We overdue a call from her, I do believe.
You know, she hadn't called in weeks, Bo, now that you mentioned it.
If you reckon she's under the weather, or maybe she needs a little honey and, you know, some whiskey or something,
I'm pretty sure she's got that covered.
I don't know about the honey, but I'm pretty sure the whiskey part is A-OK at the governor's mansion.
Lemon, honey, and whiskey, and warm it up on the stove, and then throw it back a time or two, and it'll get rid of that.
That's what's on the menu. Some people order it, you know, like hold the pickles on the sandwich. So she orders it, hold the lemon and the honey in the stove.
I'm just wondering if she might call in the near future. It sure would be good to hear from her.
Well, the people need to hear from their governor.
Yeah, that's not what prompted my call. I heard y'all talking about some investigations and whatnot like that. And I heard one that was, I think they said it got started. I'm not sure if it's Breitbart.com or which Drudge or whatever. But the investigation into Biden's son, because Biden made a comment, you know, he's out there figuring out if he's going to throw his hat in the ring for president, whatever. And he made some kind of comment about he put some pressure on Ukraine to stop this investigation.
Yeah, we covered this yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
15 hours every week.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't get all of it because I'm in and out.
Well, that's why we have podcasts, my friend. That's why we have podcasts.
So what's the status of that? Is there any?
The status is a Ukrainian prosecutor has revived that investigation.
Do you think it'll go anywhere?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Is it like a chance, like one getting revived on Hillary? Is that the chance of?
I think it's different. I think it has a lot to do with the 2016 election, actually, and Ukraine's involvement and role in it. And they obviously were trying to tilt the election in the favor of Hillary Clinton. And it may be that it may be that Donald Trump is applying pressure to Ukraine and say, well, you can get back in my good graces, but I'm going to need a few things from you. Maybe one of those deals.
One more quick question, and I'll let you go. And I appreciate you taking my call. Hubbard appeal.
Yes,
how do you think it's going? Are you keeping up with it? What's the status of it?
I'm keeping up with everything that's publicly available. They have granted an oral. Well, they granted cert, which means it's going to be heard by the Alabama Supreme Court. It has also been granted an oral argument, so they'll be. Oral argument at some point, I believe. Or maybe they requested oral argument. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I think they requested oral argument. The petitioner, Hubbard, has submitted his brief. And the state's brief, I believe, is due in the near future. And then he'll be able that's the response brief. Then he'll be able to submit a reply brief. A lot of people use response and reply interchangeably. They are not interchangeable. I got to run. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. More 84, more Barron on the other side of the break.
Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window. Hey, had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in East Brook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the East Brook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 11 minutes now to the top of the hour. We'll take your phone calls. Sit tight. 272-9228 if you want to get in. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223 if you want to get in. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. She was in here yesterday. She was telling me rates are at multi-year lows as we speak. So if you're in a house and you need a little extra cash every month, you can refinance. I just did it a couple of months ago myself. I haven't paid a house payment in 2 months because I refinanced. And when you refinance at Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't pay your house payment for 2 months. You skip two house payments. That's just money that just went in my pocket. Just swelling the old coffers at the house. I'm swimming around in it like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, I bet you are.
It's absolutely incredible. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. On the web, alahomemortgage.com. Check her out on Facebook. You can check her out on Facebook as well. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. I got 84 in the studio. April Marie Fogle joins us to try to recover from 2 weeks ago when she said Muslims weren't dangerous.
Standing by that position.
But first, we'll take some phone calls. Randall.
Hey, now, I got going back to the girl that came from, that's divorcing her brother. Now, if people can't look and tell that something's rigged, that somebody can come from over there, be married to, I guess that's how she got her visa, was marry her brother because he was already legal over here, I guess, and that's why she did it. And now come over here and within 15 years is in affair, you know, prison, try to make laws. And, I mean, then you got other folks that's sitting there saying that America, you know, it looks, you know, it's not good to the second-class people. So either you got to say that the American dream is there for everybody, or you got to come out and say that something is going on for people to be able to come over here and be sitting where they sitting that quick and be married to the day. Man, I mean, something's got to be going on. I mean, you got to realize that, or you cannot say the American dream is not for everybody. You can't say it both ways. I mean, not have that story come up. I mean,
hold on just a second. Randall said something just now that made me think about this story. It says she was a 37-year-old woman, but she's been here for 25 years, yet she's married to her brother.
Yeah.
Was she married at the age of 12 before she came over here?
My bad.
If she was, no, I'm trying to get the numbers right. Because if she was married in this country, I thought we had laws against marrying kin.
Consanguinity laws, you mean?
Yeah, what that's what I was talking about.
What are we discussing?
Muslims.
Yes.
The ones you think are dangerous? The ones you want running our country?
Lord have mercy.
And they're using your tax money to get a divorce if you didn't hear it on your way in. So, I mean, it's you can't say it both ways. So either we got to get behind Donald Trump and take this crap out. He was wanting to put a stop to for people coming here for a reason. He sees it, and we just got us to recognize it and follow the man. All right, bro.
All right, appreciate it. 272-9228, if you want to get in. April Marie Fogle, Conservatives for Better Leadership. Nope. Yes, Conservatives for Better Leadership. Yeah. I keep getting you confused with the old group.
You say that every single week.
I know.
Week.
I get confused. For a long time, the CBA was the group that when we talked politics, that you talked about. So Conservatives for Better Leadership, altoday.com, and some various other projects.
Do you want to know what I'm doing in town today?
Yes.
The Alabama Federation of Republican Women is having their annual meeting.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sponsoring their reception, and I'm going to go over and talk to the women who move the state policies, run state politics here, basically. These are the active members of the Republican Party of Alabama, these women. I love them. Love them.
Can I go?
I tried to bring Barron with me tonight, but he says he's too busy.
I'm too busy. I got way too much going on in life.
Too busy to come hang out with Republican women. These women.
I'm not running for anything right now. I'm not running for office for 3 years.
It's okay. These women are the women you want to know, because these are the women who pay attention to politics in Alabama.
I know these women. I've been to so many Republican
women. These are the women
events.
Who stuff envelopes, knock on doors, make phone calls. This is the heart of the Alabama Republican Party right here.
I didn't say I didn't like them. I said I'm busy.
Stuff done.
I said I'm busy. We have an event at church tonight.
Mm-hmm. He likes to stand me up.
Father Pat Ahrensberg will be speaking on some issue tonight.
So that's what I'm doing in town.
Checking
out my Republican women and supporting them.
Nothing in the world wrong with Republican women. Love, don't we have the best women? The best Republican women?
No doubt.
Have you ever seen Democratic women? You ever seen what they look like?
Yes. We are way hotter, and I can say that because I'm a woman.
It's not even
As
close.
I sit here and put my makeup on in studio. Republican women are where it's at.
Dynamite. You said last time.
Oh, are we really going to start this already?
I just want to get it out there.
You're the one that brought it up as soon as you came in, April.
April Marie, double first name.
Well, you're one of those.
I am. I am a double first name who believes that not all Muslims are bad.
I didn't say all Muslims are bad.
And that a lot of the Quran that we hear, the violent verses, are taken out of context.
Don't care about the Quran. I'm not worried about the Quran. I'm worried about historical reality, which is when Muslims reach a sufficient percentage, and it's very small, when they reach a sufficient percentage in society, a non-Muslim society, they cause problems. Among those problems are problems against gays, women, and ethnic and religious minorities. And I like my gays, I like my women, I like my minorities. And I don't want Muslims causing them problems.
I do not believe, again, and having researched this. Now, I can say I have not read the whole Quran.
I'm not worried about
the Quran. But I have been reading sufficiently to get enough background to understand that that we should not allow extremists of any area in life define an entire population. We don't let the violent blacks define blacks. We don't let the violent white angry men who carry out mass shootings define our party. We don't let the KKK define Christianity, or the Mormons who believe that in polygamy. We don't let them define
If 20% of all Skittles would kill you, would you eat Skittles?
Where do you get the idea that 20% of all Muslims will kill you?
Read the statistics. 20% of Muslims approve of things like suicide bombings, Sharia law, death for adultery, gays.
Do you know how many Muslims there are in our country?
About 3 million.
And do you know how many of them are committing crimes?
No, but 600,000 of them statistically want you dead.
I don't know where you got that number.
I will provide that number for you. I'm just telling you right now. Fine, and I don't want to spend the whole.
We're not going to spend the whole time.
We're doing
talking
at the end of this. We'll switch at 11.
And we're gonna keep talking about this until you. There are. Here's the thing.
I want you to provide me an historical example from any other society in the world where Muslims have ever become an increasing percentage and been tolerant and freedom-loving.
Well, and here's the other thing, is you're looking at Middle Eastern countries.
I'm looking at every country. Indonesia, which is a Southeast Asian country.
Where Muslims...
I'm looking at Brunei, which is on the island of Malaysia.
Okay. I am researching this, but I'm telling you everything I have found to date has suggested that this is not... that the extremists who are taking the violent stances...
But the extremists are such a huge percentage that when you say extremists, most people think the 0.1%. I'm talking about people with extreme outlooks on life, which is 20 to 40% of Muslims. In some societies, 80%.
We're going to come back to the statistic because I do not feel it's true.
All right, I'll provide them for you, Jason. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I gotta help the young lady out. There are 1.5 billion Muslims in the world. If you're going to tell me that, I'll use the high number, 80% of them want us dead, they could outnumber us and do a lot of damage. So I would hate to think that, like she said, you're going to, like, let's take the guy in Texas, for example, the guy that shot up Nevada, that shot up the concert. I would hate to think we're going to use him as the example of what white men are in the United States.
Thank you.
Because he's not. He's really not, right? And on top of that, if you've ever spent any appreciable time with people that are Muslim, which I have because I've been fortunate to work in academia, which is filled with people from around the world, you come to find out that Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, agnostics, Christians, Jews, all of them want the same thing. They want a quality of life.
No, they don't. Then provide me, Jason, provide me an example of a society run by Muslims, a government run by Muslims, where that is reality. Provide me one example, just one. I'm not talking about there's like 47 countries run by Muslims. Tell me one example where that's reality.
Where what? Well, what's reality?
Freedom, liberty, all wanting the same things, equality of life, women to have rights, gays to have rights. Give me one example.
You're talking about a government system. Well,
yes, that's why I'm saying. I don't want Muslims in government, period.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off. You're on the show.
We have a foundation in our nation, a constitution and a bill of rights that no one religion is going to overtake, no matter what their population is.
Okay. That has happened in every country they've taken over. They disregard the constitution and founding documents. They disregard the governmental order, and they institute.
You genuinely believe we're going to have a coup in our country where Muslims are going to overthrow our government.
If there are enough of them, yes.
I'm shaking my head at you.
That is 100%. That's unrealistic.
It's happened. No, really give me an example of a country run by Muslims where it hasn't happened.
I think the closest you could get would be Saudi Arabia.
It's a kingdom. It's a kingdom where women can't drive.
And that was my point. It was a big deal. They're considering allowing women to have the right to drive a vehicle.
Just give me one example of a country where Muslims have taken over the government, which is what will happen if you have enough Muslims in a country. They'll eventually take over the government. It's an elected government we have. People tend to vote for people that look like themselves. Black districts vote in black people.